Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a unique sci-fi romance, and it's called Her.
This is an awesome film in the tradition of 2001 A Space Odyssey, Demon Seed with Julie Christie, Cherry 500 about robot lovers, and then you have Blade Runner about android companions who don't want to have an end date. And now you have Her.
This is a whip-smart science fiction romance from filmmaker Spike Jonze, and the brilliant premise allows him to examine the very nature of love and relationships and what it means to be a person. And Joaquin Phoenix, in the near future, falls in love with his operating system of his computer, voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
They do an excellent job, and the dialogue is so real. Joaquin's character says, "I feel like I've already felt everything I'm going to feel." And then Samantha, the computer, says, "Are my feelings real or are they just programming?"
Yeah, and it's a question that the director allows the audience to answer for themselves. My biggest problem with the film was in Joaquin Phoenix's character being as wishy-washy as he was. There were times when I just wanted to reach through the screen and slap him.
But, you know, I thought he was a nerdy guy like so many techno people in our society, and can't relate to people, can only relate to gadgets. And here he was going through a divorce and he fell for Samantha, the computer.
Right.
In some respects, the way people are relating to their gadgets seem almost like autoeroticism. It's like they're totally absorbed with their own self, not relating to other human beings.
And the film definitely touches on that. Yes. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.